Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
An accurate reflection of the light within. That you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Philippians 2:15. Reflections in a dirty mirror aren't very flattering, are they? Neither is it flattering when Christ is reflected in the mirror of an unclean life. Paul describes Christ-likeness as reflecting in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Christ shining through you to a world in darkness. Here's how Albert Barnes describes the radiant Christian life. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. Christians should let their light shine. God has called them into his kingdom so that they may illustrate in their lives the nature of the gospel and show its value in purifying the soul and in sustaining it in the time of trial. The world is dependent upon Christians for a correct view of religion, and every day that a Christian lives, he either honors or dishonors the gospel. Every word that is spoken, every expression of the eye, every cloud or beam of sunshine on his brow will have some effect in doing this. A believer cannot live without making some impression upon the world around him, either favorable or unfavorable to the cause of his Redeemer. Today's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18.
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now, much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you, so you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Take a bright, clear light, reflect it off a surface, and what do you see? If the surface is dirty, the reflection will be dull. If the surface is uneven, the reflection will be fuzzy. And therein lies a parable of the Christian life. You are called to be a light for the world, providing an accurate reflection of the light that is within you. Light that is clean, 1 John 1:9. Consistent, Ephesians 5:8. Inviting, Luke 8:16. If you cannot live a day without making an impression on those around you, then what needs to change for your life to become a clear reflection of the Savior you serve?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.